The Power of the Bimbo. MILF to Bimbo 11. MILF, erotica. Bimbofication, erotica. Breeding erotica. Written by Tori Westwood. Narrated by Sally Beth. The Power of the Bimbo. Tatiana had long forgotten she was beautiful. Despite the constant adoration of the local shopkeeper who presided over a modest stock in the slums of Rio, she only briefly caught glances of herself in what she would call her best light. After motherhood, she had decided her flirtatious days were over and had put to rest a persona that had seen her begin to make moves in nearby favelas. Due to her good looks and well-endowed chest, her youth was spent mixing with the wrong crowd. She had garnered the attraction of local hoodlums and lieutenants, all of which fought to see Tatiana on their arm. The man that won was no longer with Tatiana, and indeed no longer with this world. He had met a predictable fate one late afternoon, but he had inspired the next generation into thinking that riches and power could be found in the seedy underbelly of Brazil's jewel in the crown, and that attractive women would come with it. Tatiana had made a vow to stay away from it all, but at 43, and with her job at the bank in jeopardy, she turned back to the only thing she knew. It was subtle, first of all. Tatiana started to wear makeup again, and the local shopkeeper immediately noticed. "You're looking lovelier than usual today, Tatiana," he told her, and the milfy Latino gave him a smile. "Thank you, Dominic," she said. "I think it's time to recapture some of my youth, don't you?" Dominic wore a dizzying smile. He remembered Tatiana from way back in the day. She was just as unattainable now as she was then. The day Tatiana was let loose by the bank, she doubled down on her change in style, donning the jewellery that she'd hidden away years ago and slipping back into her tight blouses that lifted her tits and pushed them together to the extent that few could ignore. Dominic was beside himself when Tatiana came to buy vegetables that afternoon, and he found it difficult to hide his lust. "Could you give an old dog one last taste of your beauty?" Dominic asked. "I would love to buy you a drink later at sunset, if you'd let me." Tatiana bit her lip and mused. Her new dress sense had already got her a beer, and she thought Dominic to be the perfect foil for her brooding bimbo ways. He would make an excellent sparring partner. "Sounds good," Tatiana nodded. "Where are you thinking?" Dominic was so flustered at her acceptance that it took him a while to recount the name. "The night box," offered Dominic. Tatiana knew it. She knew, too, that it was frequent.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?